Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what's going on? It is a dreary Wednesday afternoon right here on Blog Talk Radio. Greg Squirrel talking with you here today, traveling on the road, but because I missed the show Monday, I thought it was very important to get in here today and talk to the folks about the great stuff that's going on. I want to say a big shout-out to all my supporters, Nathan Hendrickson, attorney at law, Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you find yourself in a bind and you need some help, look up Nathan Hendrickson over in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Bion Apparel. If you're needing some good-looking walkout T-shirts, if you're an MMA fighter or an MMA promoter, go talk to the boys and girls at Bion Apparel, and they can help you out. I also want to say a big shout-out to Fayetteville Nutrition and Moxie Nutrition. If you're interested in losing weight, getting healthy, and maybe making some extra cash at the same time, then give me a shout-out on my private number, 888-361-8725. Not so private anymore. You on the road to health and happiness. It's happened for me. I've lost 30 pounds, and I'm sure that we can get you doing the same thing. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you were not in Wichita, Kansas, Friday night, you missed some great Muay Thai and kickboxing action with Dry King fight up in Wichita, Kansas at the Beach Activity Center. Wasn't the biggest crowd, but I promise you the folks that were there were loud and rowdy, ladies and gentlemen, and I was excited to be a part of that event. Looking forward to going back in September. Got an event going to be going back to Wichita, Kansas in September. And I can go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. If you are a Muay Thai or kickboxing fighter, start getting ready. They are having a big tournament in November. November 1st, I believe, is the date. And there's going to be some great Muay Thai fighters coming in from all across the United States, around the world. Ty Pilgrim, he reaches out to bring in some of the top Muay Thai fighters, not only in this part of the country, but across the United States and around the world. It's been my pleasure to announce all five of Dry King's events. And let me tell you, they have brought in fighters from Mongolia, Japan, Mexico, Australia, England, Germany, you name it, they have brought in some of the top Muay Thai fighters, like I said, not only in this area, but also around the world. So Dry King 6, tentative date of September, as we get more details about that event, we'll pass them along right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Got some big stuff coming up in Muskogee, Oklahoma. This coming weekend we want to talk about. Got a big martial arts expo taking place Friday and Saturday. Registration time is going to start about 7 o'clock, 7:30 at the Muskogee Civic Center Friday morning and Friday and Saturday morning. And going to just have some great demonstrations, some great seminars going on. Just some great stuff going to be. I would tell you some of the names that are going to be at this event, but I don't have the sheet here in front of me, so I can just kind of pass on some of the general information off the top of my head. But Friday, going to be having the Martial Arts Expo taking place at $25 per ticket, I believe it is, to get in. And that's Friday morning Friday afternoon, and then Friday night at the same venue, at the Skokie Civic Center, the Tribal MMA out of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We having a full MMA event taking place Friday night. So definitely want to tell your buddies, tell your friends, if you're looking for some great MMA promotion. Going to be a grappling demonstration. Good friend of mine. I always look forward to seeing David Grayson. He's going to be in action at the Tribal MMA event that Friday night. And that's this coming Friday night. David Grayson, multiple North American Grappling Association champion. I mean, this guy has more Naga belts than any man should be allowed to have. He's to the point that he's actually started giving belts away. The boy just doesn't have any more room in his trophy case. But David Grayson, he's going to be in action Friday night. So if you're a fan of grappling, we invite you to come check out David Grayson. And, of course, there's going to be some great fights taking place. I'm looking forward to working, being at this event. Not really sure of my full duty, but I will be involved some way, shape, or form with this event. Once again, that's Friday night, Tribal MMA is going to be having their big show at the Skokie Civic Center. I believe the fights are scheduled to start around the 7th. Don't quote me on that. You can go to Facebook, type in Tribal MMA, and they will have more information about Mayhem in Muskogee, and you can get all the information right there as well as ticket information. Been great talking to Mary and the staff, Tribal MMA, and I'm looking forward to being there. I don't care if I'm just sitting at ringside holding a water bucket. I'm excited about being at this event. So, like I say, my full details of my duty Friday night, I'll find out more as the day draws closer. And then don't forget, we're going to bounce right back Saturday with more of the Martial Arts Expo. And once again, if you're a martial arts enthusiast, no matter what form, karate, white tiger kempo, jiu-jitsu, it doesn't matter what your form of fighting is, if you are a martial arts enthusiast, it's going to be something there for everybody. Once again, that's going to be taking place Friday morning, Friday afternoon, and once again, all day Saturday, right there at the Muskogee Civic Center, Boston Avenue. I don't remember the exact address, but again, thank you many times as I've been there. I would, but hey, I just plug stuff into the GPS and go, and so I don't have to remember. But anyway, look forward to seeing everybody. If you happen to see, if you know who I am, if you see my ugly face, if you see me roaming around, feel free to come by. Say, hey, Greg, what's going on? And I'll be glad to take the time out to talk to you. I always enjoy talking to the fans when I go to announce events, or even if I'm not announcing events, even if I'm just there and there's fans that recognize me, want to come up talk to me, hey, I'll be glad to do that also. I am glad I am not T.I. Any guy that throws a ceremonial first pitch like T3 yesterday, I would be embarrassed. I mean, it was ugly, boys and girls. That's really all I could say about it. If you didn't see the video, go YouTube it. Look it up on Google or Facebook or whatever. And you might even see it on ESPN. But it was downright ugly. Nasty don't even describe it. It was ugly. How about the Oklahoma City Thunder? Kevin Durant laid 40 on San Antonio. So, you know, the NBA playoffs are in action. And Oklahoma, San Antonio, this is probably going to be one of the best series in the playoffs, and I don't know where they're going from here. I'm even going to go out far to say this could possibly be a better series than the NBA championship, no matter how it turns out to be it, because these two teams, they're like two prize fighters. I mean, they're giving everything they got, feeling each other out early in the game, but then they pull the gloves off and they really get after it later in the game. So, keep an eye on this series because they're either two or three games into the series, but it could definitely be one of the best series, or one of the best series in this year's playoffs. So, of course, I'm going to say Thunder up. Anyway, that's my thoughts on that. I would love to be able to take phone calls today, but we are not in the studio. We are out on the road doing the show as I'm driving down the highway, taking care of my responsibilities. Once again, we want to say thank you to Nathan Hendrickson, the latest newest sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you get into a scrape or a bind and you need help, give Nathan Hendrickson a call. He will be glad to help you out if you're in the Muskogee, Oklahoma area. Once again, we also want to say thank you to Bion Apparel for being a supporter of the Greg Squirrel Show. If you're needing if you're a fighter or MMA promotion and you're needing walkout t-shirts, fighters, or t-shirts from your promotion, check out the boys at Bion Apparel. And once again, we also want to say a big thank you to Herbalife and Moxie Nutrition and Fayetteville Nutrition. I also want to give a big shout-out to Nutrition Hog. That's a third location off of Township. Fayetteville Nutrition, located off of Joyce Boulevard in North Fayetteville. And then we got Moxie Nutrition, which is located in Old Gym location, located in Lowell, Arkansas. So make sure you get with any of those locations. Once again, if you're interested in losing weight, getting healthy, just feel free to give one of them a shout and see what it's all about. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everybody had a great and safe Memorial Day weekend. I hope everybody survived it. I can honestly say I was a true road warrior, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, Friday night, me and DJ Dave, we were in Wichita, Kansas, for Stride 2. Once again, great card. Enjoyed seeing some of my friends I've made announcing fights for Stride 2. Saw old friends, made new friends, and that's basically what it's all about, kind of like the Hokey Pokey. That's what it's all about, seeing my old friends, making new friends. And, a guy named Brandon Lashley, he's getting into the ring announcing business. He asked me, he said, Greg, what's the secret to being a great ring announcer? And I just flat told him, I said, man, just have fun with it. Don't take everything real serious. Just have fun with it. Enjoy what you're doing. Take time to get to know the fighters, not only inside the ring, but outside the ring. And that's what I try to do, I just try to be friends with all the fighters, get along with them. And, I think that's the secret to my success is, just getting to know the fighters and having a good time and enjoying what I do. Like I say, I want to give a big shout-out to Eric Stevens and the folks with Adrenaline Fight League and Uncivil War MMA. They're starting to get ramped up about their next big event as soon as we get the confirmed details on that fight. We will start passing it on right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Is it my imagination, or is everybody just getting a little bit out of shape about the fact that Johnny Manziel, or Manziel, whatever the heck his name is, I don't care, went to Vegas. You know, the guy is an adult, you know. So what's wrong with the guy going to Vegas, playing, doing a little gambling, going to a UFC fight event, whatever he wants to do, if he wants to hang out with strippers all night? The fact is, the guy is now an adult. He's not in college anymore, you know. So he's always been a cocky, arrogant little prick in my book, but, you know, hey, that's just me. But the fact is, the guy is an adult. The guy's going to do what the guy wants to do. And as long as he's not breaking any laws or doing anything like that, I'm like, dude, have fun. You know, if they're breaking any laws, you know, don't get in trouble. You know, everybody's expected to see Johnny Football fall on his face, and I think that's going to happen. That's just my opinion. Yeah, he was a good little college quarterback, but, you know, what is he, second or third string right now? I mean, the other quarterbacks at Cleveland are clearly doing a better job than he is already. He's not even ranked number one on the depth chart right now, and I know, off training or off season training has just started, but I mean he's just not, when it comes to the books, a lot faster than college. Johnny's just not getting the job done so far. I mean, you would think he'd be up there lighting it up, but all the reports I get coming out of Cleveland is that he, if they were to put out the depth chart today, last report I got, he would be third on that depth chart. And so, like I say, we'll just have to keep a track, see what's going on. New England, you know, there's been talk all through the offseason about Ryan Mallett getting traded. At one time, there was rumors of Mallett going to Tennessee with the Titans. But I was reading an article just a couple of days ago. Bill Belichick said he has no intention of trading Ryan Mallett. Apparently, in his head, he thinks Ryan Mallett's going to be the New England quarterback of the future. That's why they haven't gotten rid of Ryan Mallett. They've gotten some offers, but that's all it's been, is offers. They've not gone anywhere. So, you know, be anxious to see what happens to Ryan Mallett hanging out up there in New England. Like I say, there was some, I know the latest was Tennessee had started making some noise about Mallett. That hasn't gone around. I know there was one or two other teams, I think it was Houston, also making some noise about Mallett, but that kind of disappeared. And Belichick has just came right out in an interview and said he has no intentions, unless it's just an incredible offer that New England gets, he's not going to trade Ryan Mallett. So, you know, I think Ryan Mallett's in a good place. He's studying from one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Even though I'm not a big New England fan, I'm not afraid to say that I think Tom Brady is one of the best QBs in the league. And that's coming from a Cowboys fan. So, we got that going on. And so, just be anxious to see what happens as far as that. And, I mean, how much longer can Tom Brady's body hold up? I know the last three or four seasons, I know his legs, especially his knees, have started to become an issue. I still think he has the arm to get the job done. But, like I say, just the last three or four seasons, Tom Brady's knees and legs have started to, you know, maybe show a little wear and tear. So be anxious to see what steps New England take to protect Tom Brady. Once again, we would love to be able to take phone calls today, but like I say, we're not in studio today. We are out on the road. And so and not able to take phone calls today. As much as I want to, like I say, we're not in the studio today, so we're unable to take phone calls today. But feel free to leave your comments, leave your questions. If there's anything I talked about here on the show today, I mean, be more than happy to answer your questions on a future broadcast. Do want to let boys and girls know that we're probably going to do a show tomorrow. When the Greg Squirrel Show started back up, we talked about doing Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 3 to 4, but because I'm going to be in Oklahoma with Tribal MMA, we are not going to be on the air Friday, so we're probably going to do a show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So if you're listening, tell your buddies, tell your friends, check us out tomorrow, once again, 3 p.m. right back here on Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Squirrel Show. Give a big shout-out to my boy Clint Davis and the crew over at Extreme Fighting, Inc., Fayetteville, Arkansas, Tony and Darlene. Miss you, people. Love you. Hope circumstances work out where I can come back, be a part of the family again. Just want to give that big shout-out to Tony and Darlene. I don't even have my birthday list here in front of me today, so I can't wish my birthdays like I'd like to. I know I got some people out there that are having birthdays today. If you want to text me your birthdays, text them to 888, or not 888, text them to 479-236-1007, and we will get those on the air. Got to get those birthdays and shout-outs to y'all. But, ladies and gentlemen, it has been I'm ready for the rain to go away. I mean, my yard is starting to look like a jungle. I took my dogs out last night, and I thought I was going to need a whip and chair. I could have swore I saw a lion in my front yard. I may be wrong. It could have been the neighbor's cat, but I don't know. So, anyway, that's what's going on. Oh, we you know, baseball. We got some crazy stuff going up there. In the baseball, Cardinals, and actually I'm a Cardinals fan. As much as I love the Cardinals, I'm going to go out on a branch here and just say that I don't think the Cardinals have what it takes to make it through the season. I personally don't feel they have the arms. I don't feel they have the offensive weapons that they've had in years past to make another run at the playoffs. I could be wrong. You know, they could jump up there, turn things around in a heartbeat, but as it stands right now, just from the games I watch, the games I've seen, I just don't think they have what it takes to make a playoff run this year. And I know there's going to be a lot of Cardinal fans out there that are unhappy with me for saying that. But, hey, I'm just speaking what I feel in my heart. And right now what I feel in my heart is that they just don't have what it takes to make the playoffs this year. I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong. Because, you know, the Cardinals, they've got an impressive streak going on. I'm going to be in St. Louis June 21st and 22nd. And so I am sincerely hoping things are going to work out, that I get a chance to watch the Cardinals in action. I've never been to a pro baseball game, ladies and gentlemen. Outside of the minor leagues, I go to the NWA Naturals at least 3 or 4 times a season. But as far as the big leagues, I've never been to a pro football, pro basketball, or a pro baseball game. And so I'm really hoping that things do work out when I'm in St. Louis, June 21st and 22nd, that I'll be able to take a Cardinals game. Philadelphia is going to be in town that weekend, so that could be a good series if I'm going to go watch one. Speaking of June 21st and why I'm going to be in St. Louis, the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame weekend is going to be taking place. Some of the top martial artists from around the world are coming to St. Louis as they do every year. Last year we were in Phoenix, Arizona, where I was inducted into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, 2013 Ring Announcer of the Year. And I'm a member of the family now, so we're going to be in St. Louis, June 19th, 20th, and 21st. Once again, going to be some great training seminars with some of the top martial arts instructors. Austin Bach is going to be there. Richard Bastillo is going to be there. You've heard me say it many times, Richard Bastillo. One of Bruce Lee's original students when Bruce Lee first came to America, and I look forward to spending time once again with my dear friend Richard Bastillo, Austin Bach, one of the legendary martial arts instructors. He's going to be there. So you can get more information at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Go check out their Facebook page. We're going to be at the St. Louis Sheraton downtown, I believe is the name of the hotel. But it's going to be just a great time. Saturday night, they're going to have all the training seminars going on starting Thursday, I believe it is. Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning. And then Saturday night, we're going to be having the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2014, inducting new members and recognizing some of the top martial arts instructors across the United States and around the world. They're going to be there Saturday night for the black tie event, and then we'll be having a dance afterwards. So you can get ticket information about that. Once again, United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. You can also find that on Facebook. Once again, United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, Professor Marty Kale. This guy is just a pleasure to work with. He's a no BS guy, and that's what I like about him. So once again, we just invite everybody. We're going to cut the show short today since I am on the road. But, hey, we look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, and we're going to try to go the full hour tomorrow. But until then, I'm going to click off the air. Once again, Nathan Hendrickson, thank you for being a sponsor of the Greg Squirrel Show. Bike Apparel, we want to thank you for being a sponsor of the show. Moxie Nutrition, Fayetteville Nutrition, and Nutrition Hog. Three locations, Northwest Arkansas. If you want to get a great kickstart on your health, go visit any of the folks at any of these locations, and we'll be glad to fix you up. So we got no music today, but, hey, I love you folks, and we will talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya.